Welcome to the H2H Human Connection Done Right Summit, bringing together forward-thinking leaders who understand that true innovation happens when people, process, and technology work in harmony. Lean into this refreshing, energizing experience designed to inspire you with a new approach to a timeless principle. Our speakers will offer fresh insights that will challenge perspectives and spark new ideas.
Hi everyone, here's Jessie from Loyi, and today we will be talking about AI precision targeting for better conversations and faster conversions. So yeah, as I said, I'm Jessie, I'm the founder of Loyi, and we help teams to understand who to go after and why. We build research agents to help align sales, marketing, customer success, and eventually finance on their growth strategy. So let me revamp here a little bit to give you a background how we came up with this idea and why it's a big topic and hot topic right now. So I did my PhD in financial economics, and after working with Nobel laureates, I decided to become a founder. I had a fintech company where I ended up pretty much being a sales rep. I was the CTO, but I was thrown into sales, and my co-founder at that time, he's like, okay, we have to learn how to do this. And, you know, he gave me a list, I think from ZoomInfo or Apollo, or like some big list of 10,000 banks, hedge funds. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this? And I was so overwhelmed. And he's like, yeah, we have to call these banks, we have to email them and kind of hunt them down. And I'm like, we don't have time to call these 10,000 banks, and most of them won't be a fit anyways. So with my engineering background, I'm like, okay, let's figure this out. We need to figure out which banks, which hedge funds we really need to target. And for us at that time, any bank was important, but mostly the banks were in our ICP who had some sort of risk management department, who were dealing with a lot of risks but didn't have enough people to do the analysis. So we had a product that helped with the risk management, and especially if they had investments for alternative investments. So here we were. We developed a little scraper that I built during my PhD, and we researched those banks online, and we were trying to find clues whether these banks, you know, have a risk management department that is small relatively to their size, whether they have some sort of crypto exposure or alternative asset exposure. And we narrowed that list down from like 10,000 banks and hedge fund to like 30 to 50. There were probably more in there, but 30 to 50 was a manageable number. Me as a only SDRAE founder was able to kind of hunt them down. And this is exactly the topic we will be talking about today. How can we help companies narrow down that search and prep for like faster growth? Where this is coming from is sales and marketing teams have so many modern tools nowadays. However, this rep productivity is going down and down. And despite all these advancements in tech and AI, we close less deals and customers are more costly to acquire. And overall, we are building less and less relationships with our prospects and customers. And we were asking our questions, why is that? We had the problem firsthand, but then we did a bunch of user interviews, customer interviews, research interviews for a study. And we talked to so many CMOs, CROs, even CFOs, like what's going on in this world? And they are also frustrated. Their teams are spending hours and hours chasing leads that don't convert at all. They spend so much money on tooling. They have the latest tools, you know. They have AI SDRs making hundreds of calls, sending hundreds of emails, but still nothing is closing. So they are like, we have no idea what's going on. Like we have great teams, we have great tooling, and it's never so difficult as today. So, you know, we dove deeper into this problem, and we realized that all the go-to-market organizations, teams, the reps, they're running around with like chickens with their heads cut off. And that's not the only problem. So they're running around with no guidance, it's like chasing and chasing. But the problem is, while they have their heads cut off, they're also shooting fish in a bucket, you know. They have a bucket of prospects and they have no idea how to approach them, so they just randomly try to shoot them. And that's exactly the problem. The teams are putting so much effort in, they're working so hard. However, they're short on the guidance and the precision who to go after and what. And to be frankly fair, it's not the job of the AEs, of the SDRs, of the marketers to figure out who to go after and why. It's literally the C-suite jobs to provide this guidance and know exactly who to target first today and how to contact the market. But the leadership now are working, everything is so different, they complain, and they know the teams are working hard, but they complain. And instead of taking on this responsibility. So this lacking precision is really the brutal reality of today for so many companies that we talk to, that we don't talk to. And we spend so much time and money and energy on marketing, sales, outreach, but most of it is really a waste because we are targeting the wrong accounts and people, and we don't even know who to target at all. And that's a big problem. And that's where we need better strategies and solutions in place. So the problem is that reps who are very close to good customers, good prospects, and have a gut feeling about it, they don't do the research because they are so thinly sliced. The quotas are getting higher and higher. They have less time to do, you know, the groundwork, the research. So what they do and they're left with is a spray and pray approach as their only option. And on the other hand, you have leadership who cannot guide them and does not know what to search for and why. So all they know is like a broad ICP, the market, like the industry and the size to go after. But that's what they want to conquer. The leadership wants to conquer this big market within this industry and size and with almost no strategy behind. So they take the market and break down how many reps can conquer this market and assign randomly some accounts. They do this once a year and then they realize, oh, this is not working. Meanwhile, the reps who are doing the hard work, who are building and trying to build the relationships, they get the clues of what is closing, what is not closing, what is working, what is not working, what messaging might be good, what might be not good. But given that they have the strict ICP, they cannot really narrow down and double down on it. So we realized that leadership has to understand day in and day out who high value versus low value customers are, high value versus low value prospects are, and who of those is showing intent. Once you understand this, you can easily assign the best accounts to the reps and work off the best accounts first before you go to the ones that just do not convert. So to give you a perspective, if something is a high value customer and they show high intent, like they showed some engagement, they wrote an email, you know, you met them at an event, they should go directly to sales. If someone is a high value customer and they show low intent, you know, don't waste your sales energy on it, your sales money. Go to marketing and nurture them. And if something is low value and low intent, like, don't bother. If something is low value and high intent, okay, maybe have a look. But with this strategy, you would be already able to save so much money on what you're doing. But the problem is leadership, teams, they don't know what a high value customer is. So what leaders started to do is they would be asking their department heads, tell me who your best customers are. So they went to sales and asked, they went to the marketing leaders, they asked, they went to CS, they asked, and they went to finance, like who's paying the most. And they ask these different leaders, these different teams, and they get, if they ask for 10 customers, that are best fit. They will get 10, four different answers, five different answers from each department. Everybody names something else. So they get this fragmented list of seemingly best customers back. And then again, they don't know what to do. So they slice it back to the industry and size. And that's what everybody's left with. So, you know, it's really hard to understand your market. We totally get it. It's very difficult to understand within your ICP who is the best customer. What are the characteristics of the best customer? We call it beyond the firmographics and tech stack they're using. What are the behavioral and cultural factors, the internal processes that they're having that makes them a really good fit? And because it's so hard to understand, yeah, you get left with spray and pray. And that's actually slowing down the growth of many, many, many organizations. And back in the days, I would say that where efficiency wasn't such a big deal, you know, it didn't matter. Like you could have a broad audience and many channels, you could just throw money at it and all was doable. And then you could figure it out with these experiments to double down on. Now, when capital is expensive, you know, interest rates are high, it's very difficult to follow this approach. So you have two choices. You either have a narrow audience and multiple channels, or you have a broad audience and just one channel. But we haven't met many companies that succeed with one channel only. Everybody's talking about we have to multi-thread, we have to have multiple channels, you know, we have to be on top of their mind when they're ready. So that leaves you with one problem to solve, optimize for your most narrow audience within your ICP. So figuring out this narrow audience seems to be a key challenge for many companies. So what's the best audience within your ICP? Leadership fails to answer that, you know, and the teams, they have all so many different opinions that it becomes really hard. However, technology can solve for it. What if I tell you that AI can change that? It would change the direction of so many companies, and we would still need the humans that build these relationships, that build out these channels with this narrow audience. And instead of chasing everything with, like, you know, the chicken with their heads cut off and like shooting fish in a bucket, without chasing those, you could now easily put all your efforts into the ones where you know it matters the most. And let's dive a little bit deeper into that system. So sales and marketing teams oftentimes make their decision based on their gut feeling, on their instincts. So they have like these outdated ICP definition and the surface level firmographics, and that's not dynamic. That's not, you know, changing, adapting to the market. And then it just creates misalignment because sales hears something, marketing hears something, finance hears something, and it causes this frustration and ultimately low conversion rates. And then the reps are leaving, the sales leaders are leaving, and you know, the C-suite is also leaving eventually. So what we need to do is flip the approach. So instead of starting with the guesswork and going after your hunches, what if we look at the real signals that your customers are having, are portraying? So for example, with Loyi, we try to understand these buying patterns. So we look at your customer base, who closed, who didn't close. We rank those customers based on, you know, who pays the highest NRR, who closes the fastest, who upsells the fastest. So we really understand who's a good customer within your customer base. We then enrich the customers based on the information on the web. So we understand their business initiatives, we understand their business models, but we go one level deeper. We understand internal processes. Once you understand the internal process independently within a public or private company, you know how to pitch into a pain because you know exactly what they care about. And then obviously the tech stack they are already having in place, because if they have a process and a pain and they're using already a tool, then they might not need a tool on top. So my messaging strategy needs to change. So once we understand the best customers and the best fit characteristics of these customers, we can now use these characteristics and map it to the market. So we use those characteristics and screen the market day in, day out, who's showing these characteristics. And they might be showing it today, they might not be showing it today. So the signals along the way are very important. And then you prioritize based on that. So instead of chasing everything and everyone now, it's very concrete. Okay, these are your best target customers, your best prospects today. And then in the next step, you can, you know, build out your channels, you can send them to marketing, to sales, you can start building relationships with them. So this is very theoretical. And the key takeaway should be here: don't do more, it won't come more. Do more with less, and go away from volume and start being relevant. Like, don't have like these millions of playbooks, the spray and pray approach, but really go a step back and think, if you would put away all the outbound automation tools, if you would put away all the AI tools, what would matter? Like, who would you go and sell to tomorrow? Who might have a pain? Like, do the research, go deep. And that's the key takeaway from this whole concept. But I would love to share with you some data on it. So we did a study where we showed how this AI precision targeting is helping go-to-market organizations, from large ones like Telefonica, enterprise business, but also smaller ones starting Series A, Series B, that can really benefit from being like super, super granular with their ICP. First of all, companies are able to ramp up workforce 50% faster. So instead of taking 1 month of on-ramping or 6 months on-ramping time, you can cut that in half, because now those reps understand who we are going after and why. And with the why, they develop such a confidence that they can have just way better conversations. And with those better conversations, we saw that ACVs and conversion rates increase 25%. So without changing anything in your organization, ceteris paribus, but just changing, narrowing down the audience had this high impact on the whole go-to-market function. The other important numbers are that your email response rates go up because you are super relevant now to your audience. So one team reported that their email conversion rates increased by 300%. I mean, this is wonderful. Another company reported that when they didn't have AI precision targeting, their teams could hunt everything they wanted. Now with implementing the system, 80% of the leads are given and only 20% they can hunt outside the pool. And it's been wonderful because marketing is aligned, sales is aligned, customer success is aligned. So everything you bring in actually is easier to deal with, easier to onboard, easier to adopt, easier to keep. And that has been really wonderful from like a 360 degree perspective on the customer. So people come to me and say, okay, so why can AI do it? And even if you would, I always say, like, even if you would have the army of researchers, let's put it that way, it would take ages to do so. And you would not even have the diligence of doing it. And there are two reasons why. One is AI can just do it in minutes. So if we research 80 to, let's say, 100 accounts, if a human has to do it, it would take them 3 to 4 weeks. So that's one fact. So things are changing constantly. So you research something for a month and tier accounts and, as you know, assign it to reps, you just lose already momentum because new information might have come in. Number one. Number two, beyond you know, the time factor, the intelligence is missing. So we understand internal processes by looking at the job ads 5 years back. So we know exactly how each company, independently of small, big, medium, private, public, how it develops over time and what pains they are developing over time. You don't even have access to this information resource anymore, because the moment someone gets hired, usually companies take down the job descriptions. We have access to news articles. You know, if reps look at news articles, they can do it today, but what about like what was posted like years ago? So this is where AI and modern tools can really help you narrowing down the audience. So, and what is important is AI, our precision targeting can help you with your pre-qualification of inbounds, can help you with a cold outbound strategy. You don't waste any more efforts and time on low value customers. And the most important factor, you have sales, marketing, customer success, and finance aligned. And that's really beautiful because it's so much easier to guide an organization, a company where everybody is having like one goal, one strategy. And what we do here is what we call consultative selling at scale. So with AI precision targeting, you get a narrow audience, you can use multiple channels, you can have better and more confident conversations, and that ultimately leads to faster and higher conversions. So keep that in mind if you read consultative sales at scale. If you want to implement this, you really need AI precision targeting. And we have roughly 4 minutes left, and I would love to bring in an anecdote, an example from a customer. We record all our webinars, how customers are using Loyi, and I would love to share one particular one. So it's a Series B company with roughly 200 employees. They were very fast growth. They had a SDR leader with a SDR team, large SDR team, and AEs and sales leaders. And their number one channel was their outbound sales motion. They were doing 80% of outbound, and it's been working great. But eventually the new year came and the CEO set new goals, and he said, we have to double our growth. And the SDR leader goes like, okay, like my SDRs are already close to burnout. Like they are working so hard, they are personalizing, they are not personalizing. But even if I would need to double my success, there are not enough leads to do that, to spray and pray. So they knew they needed to change something because otherwise the reps would really burn out. So the CEO asked them, so yeah, what's our ICP? What are like good customers? Like let's just focus on those. And he couldn't answer. And he felt so embarrassed as the SDR leader that he couldn't answer that question, and his reps couldn't answer the question. So he went to customer success and they're like, yeah, you're sending us all these terrible leads with sales. They don't adapt, nothing. So eventually they brought in Loyi and we figured out the insights and signals that they should be caring most. So we recycled their whole CRM for like really great prospects that they were already talking to in the past. And they started converting those really good prospects. And he told me, hey, listen, with this intelligence and with the best fit reasons, the reps know now exactly who to target and why. They have so much better conversations. They're way more confident that we can offer them something, that we are so grateful that we changed our approach from spray and pray to like a superhuman targeted approach. Outbound sales is working very well for them. They increase their ACVs, they increase their conversion rates, and you know, sales is happy because they convert faster, and customer success is happy because they onboard faster and upsell faster. And eventually finance and leadership and C-suite is happier because they get in more revenue. So I want to leave you with this little example. And yeah, if you think you know someone who might have a strategy, very happy to chat about it and to share more learnings. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us in today's forward-thinking session of Human Connection Done Right. As we transition to our next expert speaker, remember that together we are redefining the future. To stay engaged and informed, visit revenue-bydesign.com, where together we will be deliberate, be intentional, and be successful.